Peter Schweizer's Red Handed hits number one on New York Times bestseller list for third week in a row. By Rebecca Manser on February 16, 2022. Peter Schweizer's blockbuster new book Red Handed: How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win has landed at number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the third week in a row since its release by HarperCollins. Schweizer, whose past books have sparked an FBI investigation and exposed congressional insider trading that spearheaded groundbreaking legislation, has called the revelations in Red Handed the scariest of his quarter-century career investigating corruption. As the book's subtitle states, Red Handed exposes the vast complicity of elites, from politicians to diplomats to business, tech, and entertainment tycoons, who have enriched themselves by advancing the interests of China's communist regime. Schweizer, who is the president of the Nonpartisan Government Accountability Institute, GAI, and a Breitbart News senior contributor, spent over a year conducting the research for Red Handed with his team of forensic investigators at GAI, combing through a trove of financial and corporate records. The book contains 1,093 endnotes and 81 pages of source material with no off-the-record sources, making it easier for federal law enforcement and U.S. intelligence services to track down the book's bombshell revelations. Indeed, Breitbart reported Wednesday that U.S. House Republicans have introduced the Stop CCP Act to impose sanctions on Chinese Communist Party, CCP, officials, including Chinese dictator Xi Jinping and his family. The legislative proposal comes on the heels of the shocking revelations in Schweizer's book. Leaders on Capitol Hill, including Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, and Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, are also calling for Attorney General Merrick Garland to appoint a special counsel to investigate the revelations in Red Handed concerning President Joe Biden's family members' business dealings with individuals with direct ties to the highest levels of China's spy apparatus. The New York Post's editorial board echoed these calls in an op-ed headlined, "Appoint a Special Counsel on Hunter Biden, Now." Breitbart's coverage of Red Handed's revelations include: How the Biden family scored some $31 million from five deals in China, all with individuals with direct ties to the highest levels of China's intelligence apparatus. How a Chinese global energy company linked to a Chinese intelligence operation sent close to $6 million to Hunter Biden in 2017. How American elites, including the Silicon Valley masters of the universe, purposefully aid the communist regime of China. How donations from communist China to the University of Pennsylvania almost tripled after the university established a Biden Center in 2017 and gave former Vice President Joe Biden a professorship. How Hunter Biden planned to share his family's office space in Washington, D.C., with a Chinese intelligence-linked firm that employed a man Hunter described as the F-King spy chief of China. How Hunter Biden's business deals were helpful to the Belt and Road Initiative, which is China's colonialist scheme for buying influence across the Third World and luring poor nations into taking loans from Chinese banks they can never repay. How 23 former U.S. senators and congressmen, most of whom are Republican, have lobbied for Chinese military or intelligence-linked companies after leaving office. How politicians use tepid criticism of China's human rights abuses as cover to continue doing Beijing's bidding, a concept the CCP refers to as big help with a little bad mouth. How members of the Bush family cashed in on friendship with the Chinese official involved in the Tiananmen Square massacre. How the husband of Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA, who chaired the Senate Intelligence Committee, was the part owner of a Chinese firm that allegedly sold computers with spyware chips to the U.S. military. How House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, softened her previous criticism of the Chinese Communist Party as her husband and son scored big business deals in China. How Pelosi reined in her criticism of the 2008 Beijing Olympics after her family members were involved in business ventures in China that would benefit from the 2008 Games. How Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has followed in his father Pierre's footsteps both in assuming high office and in using it to further the interests of the Chinese Communist Party. How Wall Street titan Steve Schwarzman of Blackstone launched a $100 million global education scholarship program for Americans and other students studying in China to inculcate the superiority of Chinese communism. How Antony Blinken Helped American Universities Navigate Problems of Legally Balancing Their Pentagon Contracts While Still Accepting Chinese Funding of Dubious Origin. And how he encouraged the U.S. government to deny political asylum to a high-profile Chinese Communist Party defector who could have been a priceless intelligence asset for the United States. How American universities have often not complied with federal laws when it comes to accepting donations linked to the Chinese Communist Party. Schweitzer's track record investigating both Republicans and Democrats is well established, winning him a unique mix of bipartisan praise for his investigative work from both the left and the right. After the release of Schweitzer's best-selling Clinton Cash, liberal columnist Eleanor Clift called Schweitzer an equal opportunity investigator, snaring Republicans as well as Democrats. Clift added, "It's a mistake for the Clinton campaign to write off conservative author Peter Schweitzer as a right-wing hack. It won't work, and it's not true." Similarly, Harvard Law School professor Lawrence Lessig wrote that on any fair reading, the pattern of behavior that Schweitzer has charged is corruption. Schweitzer is also the author of Throw Them All Out, which, according to left-leaning Slate, was the book that started the Stock Act stampede. The bipartisan Stock Act stopped trading on congressional knowledge, banned insider trading by members of Congress, and was signed into law by President Barack Obama on April 4, 2012. The legislation received overwhelming support from both parties. One of the main figures featured in Schweitzer's Throw Them All Out, then chairman of the House Financial Services Committee Spencer Bagehus, RL, announced he would not seek re-election after the book's reporting. CBS's 60 Minutes did an investigative report on Schweitzer's revelations that won them the Joan Shorenstein Barone Award for Excellence in Washington-based Journalism.